Hello.
Hi, Andrea?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Alex. Is this a bad time
yes,
to talk?
No, I'm fine. Yeah,
okay.
Just going to pick my grandson up.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm actually calling. I received your text, and
okay.
I'm actually just talking to B. That's one of my managers who's also in charge with this property, who's actually
mm-hmm.
Also talking to Keith about the property. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, we've been like trying to, like for the couple of days, we've been in touch with Keith
mm-hmm.
about the property. And, you know, I really don't have great news. I would
uh-huh.
say that it's not what we really wanted.
Uh-huh.
So we tried to postpone the
demo
date.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What
did he
we
give
did
you
is
a date? Uh-huh.
Actually he did not.
Initially uh-huh.
we sent him the agreement that you signed, the
uh-huh.
most recent agreement that you signed with us as a proof that,
uh-huh.
you know, we are moving forward and we are serious about, you know, purchasing
mm-hmm.
the property, but
mm-hmm.
he really gave us no choice to do other options but
mm-hmm.
to, you know, move forward with the demo. So
mm-hmm.
we've asked him if he had like a date and also like an estimate for how much will it cost.
Mm-hmm.
But just now, he gave us an update an hour ago, actually, that he don't know the precise date, nor
mm-hmm.
have the final estimate for
mm-hmm.
the demo. So that's what we're trying to get from him. But
mm-hmm.
we have advised him today that we will let you know, that there's no other option for the city to move forward other than the demo.
Mm-hmm.
And that we've asked him actually when you should expect to get an update for the total price for the demo, because
mm-hmm.
that's what we're waiting from him. You know,
mm-hmm.
if we're going to acquire the property as, you know, a lot, we would need to know how much we would need to pay for, you know, the demolition.
Oh,
so,
okay. Now I see what you're saying. Oh, okay. Okay.
So,
yeah,
you know,
that's kind of shocking that they wouldn't, you know. Now, did you talk to Keith's boss or did you talk to Keith Wright? I'm not sure.
Keith Wright.
There's two of them. Okay. Okay, because Keith is the initial one that I spoke with. And then it's because there's another gentleman in there that was over top of him. And I can't remember his name right offhand. And I just can't see them not being willing to work with that. I think that's what's kind of shocking.
Well,
uh-huh.
he's the one who's coordinating with it, and that was
uh-huh.
really the update that I got from them today
uh-huh.
just now. So
uh-huh.
We are actually wanting to work on the timeline that we have on our agreement.
Okay.
So, like, just now, that's the only update that I can give you. We are, since, you know,
okay.
we're leaning towards the demo, and
uh-huh.
like what I've said, we tried to, you know, postpone it. However, they
right.
don't have a date yet.
Okay.
They
okay.
cannot, Keith cannot give me a date or either,
uh-huh.
like, how much will it cost? So.
Oh, okay, okay.
You know, we are waiting
yeah, well,
on
I know,
that.
I know that his boss had told me, because I had went to my city official, you know, that represents the ward here, city council member and things, because I've, like I said, I've worked with the city before and everything, and they said they were going to try to do everything they could to work with me if I had, you know, some sort of plan in place and things. So I'm a little bit disappointed that that's not the case.
Right.
With that, I mean, do you want me to call? I just didn't want to call and do something that would mess, you know, anything up. That's the only thing I was looking at. Do you want me to call tomorrow or?
Well, we are actually just leaning towards the demo, like I've told
okay.
you the last time,
okay.
Andrea. So
okay.
I think that's also the reason why Zach gave you like an offer of $11,000.
Right. Okay.
So I would rather, you know, get in touch with...
Leave it alone. Oh,
yes,
okay.
Ma'am, with Keith,
okay.
because we are getting in touch with him directly. However,
okay.
You know, I'm not sure if someone will reach out to you about the cost
okay.
for the demo.
Mm-hmm.
If in case that someone would try to reach out to you about the demo cost or anything like that, that would be great because we wanted to get a date so that we can move forward with the deal and
okay.
also
okay.
like an estimate on how much will the demo cost. Because
oh, okay, okay.
Like Keith, the last time that I spoke to Keith, he said that it will take like up to $50,000. So,
uh-huh.
you know, that's like one thing that we are also considering on our cost.
Mm-hmm.
Right. If
okay.
we're to move
okay.
forward with a deal and all of that,
mm-hmm.
so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
So, in other words, it's possible that it may not go through if they're saying that. Is that what you're saying?
I'm not. I really don't want to say that this is, like, a deal that we
mm-hmm.
don't want it to move forward. But
okay.
The thing that's we're waiting is, you know, the final cost. Or,
right,
because we wanted to, like, of course, consider that as well.
Right.
And also a date. So for us to be able to move forward with, like, purchasing the property or,
mm-hmm.
you know, giving you the money that you need to
right. okay.
pay the mortgage.
Pay off the mortgage. Right. Yeah. Yeah. I'm just kind of, you know, I'm wondering, should I say something? You know, that's what I feel, you know, because, you know, again, that's what they put even in their notation, you know, and stuff, and things.
Well,
but, you know, I'll do whatever you all think is best because this is not my lane anyway, you know, as far as, you know, selling and buying and all that stuff.
Yeah, so we actually asked that if, you know,
mm-hmm.
we are to renovate the property. They said that they, I mean, initially, we're actually looking into that as well. However,
mm-hmm.
For the renovation, there's going to be, let me try to pull it up. I don't want to say something
okay.
that's...
Oh, no, I appreciate, you know, I appreciate you getting in touch with me, too.
Yes, ma'am. So we've actually initially requested that information if there's an option to, like, you know, move forward with either demo
mm-hmm.
or either, like, moving forward with the renovation. And they told us about the requirements, so we got the requirements if we wanted to move forward with that. However,
mm-hmm.
Keith also said that the structure is considered as imminent threat to, you know, the public health and safety, something
mm-hmm.
like that. And they have determined that, you know, it needs to be demoed. So that's why we actually decided to move forward with that route
mm-hmm.
instead of
yeah,
the demo.
But, you know, I guess the part, you know, they're on the outside of the house looking at it. But, you know, I've been on the inside of it, you know, and I've walked all up, you know, downstairs. You know, I'm not saying, you know, it doesn't need renovations, you know, and stuff like that. I mean, not renovation, you know, renovation is what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
And things. But I guess it still seems like life is there, you know, but that's me. You know, I'm not, you know, a person, you know, I've done minor, you know, repairs and stuff like that, but not something of, you know, this magnitude, which, you know, that's in y'all's lane, you know, and things. But, you know, it's, you know, I don't know. I guess that's the only thing that is just
I understand what you mean and what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't
yeah.
really say anything
mm-hmm.
because you're the one who live in the property. And as you've said in
right.
the past, there are, like, memories
right.
in there that,
yeah.
you know, you wanted to retain.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
It's just
infection. You know, I'm selling it. I want to let it go. That's not, you know, the part that I want to keep, but I'm just saying it's a beautiful, you know, even if I didn't live in it, it still, to me, has some beauty in it, you know, and things. And I know, you know, what it looked like before when I did live in it, you know, and things. And unfortunately, you know, things that has transpired, you know, during a time that I didn't, you know, that was out of my control, you know, and stuff
right.
at that point. But like I said, I appreciate, you know, whatever you all can do, you know, to do it, you know. And
yes, ma'am. I really hate this part
mm-hmm.
of my job, like telling the bad news
right.
and not being able to
yeah.
get whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah.
You know, before I
oh,
hope
yeah,
there's
yeah, no,
like
no,
much that I could do for you.
Yeah, no, I appreciate whatever you all are able to do because, again, that is, you know, I want it to be my past. You know, unfortunately, like I said, I had an in-law, you know, that it wasn't easy, you know, to get the name off of the property to allow me, you know, to do, you know, things
mm-hmm.
a little differently and stuff. So, you know, with that, it was always a roadblock, you know, when it came to that and stuff. But, you know, that's neither here nor there, you know, at this point in time. You know, they're gone now.
Right.
Yeah, they haven't been. Yeah, I think it hasn't even been a year yet. So, but like I said, I do appreciate it, whatever you all can do and stuff. But if you need me to call down there, and things, I'll be more than happy, you know, to do whatever
yeah.
And stuff because I want them, you know, not to think that I'm dropping the ball too, you know. But if
right.
you sent the agreement, yeah.
We did, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, we've already
mm-hmm.
talked to some of our partners. We've already
mm-hmm.
beginning to talk to them also about the
mm-hmm.
cost of the demo because,
right.
you know, we're included that on our projected cost. And
uh-huh.
I think we're just waiting for Keith to really give us,
okay.
like, you know, a more direct answer on what will be their price because he only gave us a price
right.
range, but not really the
mm-hmm.
exact price on how much will
right.
It be. So there's just, like, two things that we really need from
right.
them to really move forward, the actual cost
mm-hmm.
and the
mm-hmm.
date on when will it happen so that we can move forward with, you know, the deal
mm-hmm.
and then give
okay.
you the payoff money to
mm-hmm.
to pay the mortgage on the property.
Yeah,
so
yeah that would be nice not to have to pay that
right
more, you know you know, but I'm glad it's down to the amount that it is, you know, and stuff. So but like I said, I really appreciate you giving me a call back. And like I said, you know, you're doing an excellent job. And even having to tell the bad news, you know, you still brought it across very well. And I do appreciate that.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Like what I said, I
mm-hmm.
really hate this part of my job. But
yeah, no,
I have
I can
to relay it
that,
to you.
Believe me. Yeah, I think we all have some parts of our jobs that we don't like. You know, and things, but at the end of the day, you know, if you're doing it, you know, with the whole heart of what you love doing and stuff, you know, that's the part, you know, and things. And like I said, again, I appreciate, you know, what you and Zach, and I think, and I know I said his name then, and I got that all wrong, but I appreciate I do appreciate, you know, that.
Yes, yeah.
And I think it's so funny because he never did correct me in the email or even on the phone with us, so I do apologize.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I would
okay.
what I would do is we just sent an email to Keith today, so
okay.
we're going to check
okay.
back tomorrow if
okay.
we've been really getting back and forth to give us
right.
just like the amount. We just really need that, you know, to consider
right.
that on the cost and also the date.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Move forward. And that's the only two things that we're waiting on him for
okay.
us to be able to move forward. So
okay. Okay.
I'll give
okay.
you an update once either if
mm-hmm.
he cannot give us what date is the date? Wednesday, right? I'll give you
yeah.
an update by Friday.
Okay.
If he have those two information, And then if he doesn't have, I'll still give you an update, Andrea.
Oh, yeah. No, I appreciate that and everything, because I was just saying, you know, I just wanted to make sure that I need to call them or whatever, but I didn't want to, you know, stick my nose in where it doesn't need to be,
At this point, if you wanted to do that, I think I would say you're free to do so, but, you know, we're just, like, really waiting on those two things for us to move forward with a deal. We need the total amount of the demo, how much will it cost, and also the date that it will happen. So
it will
be great if they can provide that information.
Yeah, because I know when I initially talked to his supervisor, that was one thing that he told me, you know, because I told him, I said, September 3rd, you know, I said, you know, that, you know, a bit of a crunch on everything, because I said, you know, I was told that you all would work with whoever, you know, was purchasing the home and things, and, you know, and I didn't feel like I should have to be held responsible for whatever plan of action that those individuals, whoever brought it, would do, you know, as long as I've done my part, you know, because I am not able, you know, to repair it, you know, did my part in being able to get, you know, whoever, you know, sell it to whoever would, you know, be able to do it and things. So he told me at that point that it wasn't a date set for the 3rd, that they didn't have a date at that time scheduled, that it wouldn't be done because, for one, the holiday was also in, you know, in there and everything as well. So he said, and then if I got something in place, that they would work with me, and that's what I understood. And that was from his supervisor, which was the initial email that I sent you. It wasn't right, but it might be Keith White or something like that, I think is his name.
It was Keith Wright that we're getting in touch with.
Okay.
But he said that he doesn't have the exact, you know, date and doesn't have the exact amount. So we emailed him back. To get that information, and we are, you know, just waiting on him to get that information to us.
Okay, then. And I really do appreciate that again, and I'll just await, you know, whenever you call me and things, and go from there. And if I receive anything, I most certainly will email it to you.
Yes, ma'am. We'll do that. We'll definitely let you know once I have an update, or if he doesn't have on Friday. And, thank you very much, Joe, for now. I appreciate you taking my call. And
thank you for calling. Yeah, I do appreciate that. And you have an awesome evening.
You too. You take care.
Okay. All right. You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.